Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back with 96 Live. I'm your host, Robert Hart, and we're doing a very, very special interview today. We're going to talk again with Ms. Helen Ballou. And for those of you who may not remember, we started interviewing her way back when she was about 99 and a half. We did about 7 interviews since then, and finished up at our 100th birthday party, which was a lot of fun. And we're back with her today because she's now
102.
Say that louder.
102.
Okay.
102, 1 month and 3 or 4 days.
All right, you go, girl.
Yes.
So how have you been doing all this time?
Oh, just doodling around.
Okay.
Getting in people's way.
Nah. Okay, have you learned anything, or since you've been 100 and now you're 102, have you learned anything new, or since you're 102 now, have you learned anything since you turned 100?
Yeah, I've learned a lot. I went to my brother's birthday party. He was 97 Sunday.
Okay.
And I saw nieces and nephews that I didn't even know, because some of us lives way off.
Right.
But I enjoyed the party. I had a good time. And Francis tries to keep me informed of everything. Who all was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you behave yourself?
I tried to.
You
were so good.
I know. Okay. Well, we're going to switch over to your favorite subject, the Panthers.
Really? Well, I like the Panthers. It's their season.
You think they're going back to the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Sure they're going to do it. They got their guess last year. They just stuck together.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have any more funny stories you might like to share with us?
Let's see. I have so many till I don't know where to start on.
Well, just give us one.
Well, I guess the craziest thing that I ever did in my life, and my children and my grandchildren really like to get a kick out of it.
Okay.
This was when I was early teenage, I guess. But I had 6 brothers, and I thought I could do anything they could do. Well, we lived in the country, and back then we didn't have paved roads. So the convicts would come by scraping the roads, keeping it informed. But one day, wasn't anybody at home but me and Mama. And our cat had got hit with a car, and it was a hollering and a tearing on. It was hurting.
Oh, wow.
And Mama said, Helen, do you think you could shoot it and get it out of its misery? And I said, oh, yes, I can do it.
Oh, wow, okay.
I can do anything. Well, I took the gun and went out there. And my heart failed me. I couldn't do it. But I'm standing there with the gun, and here comes the convicts scraping the roads. Well, the man stopped. He was a trustee. It, what do they call a trustee?
Right.
And he got off and he said, do you want me to shoot it? I said, yes. So I gave him the gun.
Okay.
And I went back in the house and Mama said, well, you did shoot it, did you? I said, no, I didn't shoot it because they did. Helen, did you give the convict the gun? I said, yeah, he shot it. But he gave me back the gun. He was a trustee.
Okay.
And he knew what he was doing, and he knew that I shouldn't have done it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I guess that's about the craziest thing I ever did. And well, I've done some juicy.
Well, those prison guards don't want to see you anymore. Okay, that was pretty good. Okay, back to sports again.
Okay.
The Olympics is going to start Friday. The Olympics are starting Friday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to them.
Okay. Do you have any favorite sports or athletes you're going to watch?
No, I really don't. I love to watch the girls and get all this gymnastics.
Okay.
I like the girls. And I don't know about the boys. I guess I'll be pulling Phelps. He's
okay,
a swimmer,
yeah.
Because he's turned his life around, they said.
Yeah.
And I go with anybody that'll turn themselves around from right bad to good.
Yeah. He's someone that got the 17-year-old boy that broke his world record a few months back. So he might have some trouble. There's a 17-year-old boy that just broke Michael Phelps' record a few months ago.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, so he might have some problems.
And he's over there,
yeah,
now?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, it'll be interesting to see that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll change my mind. He'll be a little boy.
I hear you. Do you have any favorite memories of the Olympics over the years?
No.
No?
See, we didn't have a TV back. I lived in the country.
Oh, okay.
We didn't know what electricity was.
Okay.
We didn't have a TV. We didn't have a radio. We didn't have light. Didn't have indoor plumbing. But my daddy was smart, and he got this thing that would sit in the yard, and you start up the engine, and it made pressure and push the water in the house.
Oh, it made a pump.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had water in the house before anybody else did.
Oh, okay. All right. I have one last question, and we're going to wrap up.
Okay.
All right. I'm sure you've seen all this craziness on the news with the cop shootings, the bombings, the craziness of the election. All that craziness, but you always seem to be calm and at peace with everything. What's your secret?
I just think the world needs somebody that straighten them out.
Okay.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know who it would be. I couldn't tell you. I'm not going to vote because I haven't registered to vote.
Okay.
But I don't know who I'd vote for the president. But I just hope whoever it is can straighten it out. But I doubt it.
Yeah, it's a big mess.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Any last words you'd like to say before we go?
No, I've enjoyed talking to you.
I've enjoyed you.
I've enjoyed it, but I get nervous.
You do just fine. Would you come back again sometime?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I enjoy it.
All right. Well, we enjoy you, too, and we learn a lot. All right. Well, this is your host, Robert Hart. We're going to sign off from now, and we'll be back as soon as possible with another broadcast. Sign off from now. Bye-bye.
Now you got me on the tape.